to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So thanks for joining us again for another edition of Agent Talk. Well, we've got Steve Danilou, who I am honored to have as long as I've known him, which hasn't been long enough. He has been, if you will, the man behind the curtain of DMARS Market Trends Report. He is a data geek, which speaks to my heart. He started the Market Trends Report back with Gary Bauer in 2012. He's been in the industry pretty much since birth, since he's second-generation realtor, but officially he's been at 18 years. So he's seen the cycles, he's seen the seasons, and this season is unlike anything else. So I wanted to ask Steve, especially this week when the Market Trends Report just came out, Steve, what are you seeing this month? Maybe that not surprised you, but numbers different than where we usually go this time of year.
You know, this time of year, the market starts accelerating. The seasonality of the Denver metro market is that we typically hit the bottom in December and January. Then it's a quick acceleration up to June, where we typically peak. Then it's a slow decline all the way back to December and January. We just didn't see this COVID housing market has just pretty much taken the air out of the balloon when it comes to that spring surge of the housing market. And normal seasonal increases that we expect to this time of the year just have not happened. And the question then becomes, is this a short-term situation? Which it is. It is short-term, but the impact and the ability to recover, how long is that going to really take? There really is no easy answer because we're in uncharted waters. And there is no way to go back and say, oh, this is like the financial collapse in 08. And so this is what we can expect to happen. There is this percentage of distressed sales, and we had short sales and foreclosures. In 2010, 35% of what we sold in certain months were properties that were in some sort of financial distress. Right now, we're at about 0.1%. So we're still healthy in those regards. But a lot of this time of the year, we should be seeing seasonal increases. We would normally see new listings increase 5% this time of year from March to April, and we saw it drop by almost 30%. So there was a lot of red in this report. Is it scary? Not necessarily. It's not scary. We don't need to, we're not falling off a cliff. This was all kind of expected. You can't shut down an economy and not see these type of numbers happen.
So you'd expect this to continue into the May report as well, or the May data in the June report?
Yeah, generally, there's certain things. Traditionally, you know, when a property goes under contract, it's 30 to 45 days to closing. Mm-hmm. And so you can always potentially look at the pendings or under contracts in a given month to kind of predict what the following month is going to be like. Your pendings are going to give you a good barometer of closings the following month. Normally this time of the year, when I say normal, it's March to April. Historically, we should see about 3% increase month over month in properties going under contract. Again, this is part of that increase in the spring moving into the summer. And we dropped it by about 30%. Mm. So we had 30% fewer. So when you talk about what we see normally see seasonality plus the additional 30, what it really means is that closings are also, you know, the closings are going to be probably significantly down once again. Is it going to be in the probably 30 to 40% range? Off pace from the same month last year, probably to be conservative is probably going to be in that area. You know, could we be even potentially a little higher? It's possible.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theroofteam.com. That's T-H-E-R-O-O-F-T-E-A-M.com. RUETHteam.com, your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation.
So what do you see the trends are? I mean, you've had such an incredible length of history in the data. You're always the go-to on, you know, Steve, what's the history of this trend or that trend? So what do you see in the next 1 to 3 months or 6 to 12 months? I won't hold you to this because none of us know and our crystal ball's all broke. But in general, what do you think you see?
We're going to probably see an increase in the new listings hitting the market, because I think there was probably a significant amount of people, that sellers that were wanting to put their houses on the market over the last 6 to 8 weeks that have just held off. So you're going to see kind of maybe that flurry of new listings come on probably in the next, 90 to 120 days. That's going to benefit buyers because there's going to be probably more inventory to look at. And that probably could create a stagnation in prices. We normally see, this time of year, we're about a 3.5% increase in an average sold or closed price. We actually kind of dipped a little bit. We're about 1.79% decrease in average. I think we're going to see some areas they're going to outperform others, but that's every year, every time. We look at the greater metro area collectively, but once you start going neighborhood to neighborhood, you're going to have some that are going to perform well and some that are just not going to. But I think on balance, I think prices are not going to take substantial decreases over the next 6 months. I think we're going to see probably things fairly level, which I think all things considered should be pretty good news.
Fantastic. And I 100% agree. I mean, the Denver market was very strong coming into this. I mean, we were on fire in January and February, especially as far as appreciation goes, that growth in median sales price. You've got a keen sense of this. How are you specifically directing buyers and sellers, or what are you seeing because specifically us working through COVID and the market that we're in?
Well, again, I'd use the term, they need to be patient, not rush through the process. Take your time. Because the additional steps that are in place, or to even just show a property, you want to be patient, but you want to be safe. The opportunities are going to be there. How many sellers are there substantially discounting the properties? I think there's going to be a percentage. It may be slightly elevated compared to in recent years. You can't have potentially 16% unemployment, if not higher, in the next couple of weeks and not have that affect seller motivations. Mm-hmm. So there may be some opportunities on the buy side, definitely. Not even getting into the potential reemergence of investors back into the marketplace. We haven't been too many fix and flips out there. That may be an opportunity.
So, Steve, thank you so much for your time and for sharing. Is there any parting words as we wrap this up and say goodbye that you would like to share this week that the Market Trends report comes out?
Stay positive. Don't let the numbers get you down too much. We'll continue to move forward. We'll continue to sell houses. Clients need our help and our guidance more than ever. So we have to stay positive, try to stay away from the doom and gloom, do what we can.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, thank you again for your time. Thank you for sharing it.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at TheDoubleCommaClub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, TheRoofTeam.com.